Good evening. Tonight on Global Crossfire, Iran faces crushing new sanctions as nuclear talks stall and regional tensions explode. I'm joined tonight by Ambassador David Chen, former diplomatic representative to Alliance Affairs from New York, Dr. Alina Vasquez, Mediterranean Affairs expert in Madrid, Dr. Farida Hassan, senior analyst at the Silk Road Policy Institute from Tehran, and Dr. Amara Okonkwo, development policy expert in Nairobi. Ambassador Chen, fresh sanctions are tightening the economic noose around Iran. Your opening take.
Thank you. These targeted sanctions represent coordinated international pressure at its most effective. Iran's nuclear program advances unchecked, its proxies destabilize from Yemen to Lebanon, and Tehran brutally suppresses its own people. Sanctions preserve diplomatic space while imposing real costs. The alternative isn't engagement, it's eventual military action. Economic pressure remains our best tool to bring Iran back to serious negotiations before we face that terrible choice.
Dr. Hassan, he's calling sanctions your best path to avoid war. From Tehran, your response.
This is exactly backwards logic. Sanctions are warfare, economic warfare that kills civilians while strengthening the very hardliners Ambassador Chen claims to oppose. Every sanction empowers those who say see. The West wants to destroy us. Meanwhile, ordinary Iranians suffer medicine shortages and economic collapse. 40 years of sanctions haven't changed Iranian policy one degree. They've only made regional tensions worse and pushed Iran toward more aggressive responses.
But Dr. Hassan, Iran's nuclear program has advanced dramatically under sanctions. How do you explain that timeline if hardliners are supposedly strengthened?
Exactly my point. Sanctions created this nuclear crisis. Iran complied with the JCPOA until Trump withdrew and imposed maximum pressure. Tehran's nuclear advances are direct responses to economic strangulation. You want nuclear compliance, return to diplomatic engagement, not escalating punishment that proves Iranian hardliners right about Western intentions.
Dr. Vasquez, Europe has lived with Iranian nuclear concerns longer than most. Where do you see the path forward?
Europe understands both perspectives because we face the consequences directly. Iranian proxies threaten Mediterranean shipping, refugees flow from regional conflicts, and nuclear proliferation endangers our continent. But sanctions without diplomatic off-ramps become self-defeating. We need calibrated pressure, targeted sanctions on specific actors while maintaining channels for negotiation. The goal isn't punishment. It's behavioral change through sustained engagement, backed by consequences.
Dr. Okonkwo, what does this Iran sanctions escalation look like from Nairobi?
It looks like the global north fighting over energy while the global south pays the price. Iranian oil sanctions spike energy costs across Africa. Secondary sanctions threaten our trade relationships. Meanwhile, we're lectured about international law by the same powers that invaded Iraq and destabilized Libya. African nations need energy partnerships and economic stability, not another Western-led sanctions regime that forces us to choose sides in conflicts that aren't ours.
Ambassador Chen, Dr. Hassan says sanctions strengthen hardliners. Dr. Okonkwo says they hurt innocent countries. Defend your position.
Dr. Hassan, Iranian hardliners don't need sanctions to be hardliners. They were crushing protesters and funding terrorism long before these measures. And Dr. Okonkwo, Iran's destabilizing behavior affects Africa too. Iranian weapons flow to conflict zones across the continent.
Ambassador, you're describing symptoms while ignoring causes. Iran's regional activities escalated precisely as sanctions tightened. Economic pressure breeds security paranoia. Give Iran economic integration, and it has incentives for regional stability. Isolate it economically, and military projection becomes its only remaining leverage.
Both of you miss the point. African nations are tired of being collateral damage in great power competition. Whether it's Western sanctions or Iranian weapons, we pay the cost while having no voice in these decisions.
Rapid fire round, Ambassador Chen. Will these sanctions actually change Iranian nuclear behavior? 30 seconds.
Yes, but only combined with credible consequences and clear diplomatic incentives. Sanctions alone aren't sufficient. Their necessary pressure while maintaining alliance unity and keeping military options available.
Dr. Vasquez, can Europe broker a middle ground here?
Europe must try, but success requires American flexibility and Iranian pragmatism. Both seem in short supply. We'll continue diplomatic efforts, but regional stability demands all parties step back from maximalist positions.
Dr. Hassan, what would Iran need to see to return to nuclear compliance?
Meaningful sanctions relief, not promises. Iran fulfilled JCPOA commitments before and got betrayed. Trust requires reciprocal actions, not more pressure followed by demands for Iranian concessions while sanctions remain.
Dr. Okonkwo, bottom line for developing nations.
Stop using our economies as weapons in your conflicts. African nations need energy security and trade relationships. Sanctions regimes that ignore our development needs will face increasing resistance from the global south.
Final thoughts, Ambassador Chen.
Iranian nuclear weapons would destabilize the entire region. Sanctions preserve space for diplomacy while imposing real costs for dangerous behavior.
Europe will continue seeking diplomatic solutions, but Iran must show genuine commitment to nuclear compliance and regional de-escalation through concrete actions.
Sanctions have failed for 40 years. Continued economic warfare only guarantees more regional instability and suffering for ordinary civilians.
The Global South demands a voice in decisions affecting our economies. We refuse to be casualties in conflicts we didn't create.
Iran's sanctions escalation reveals deep fractures in international approaches to nuclear diplomacy and regional security. Tomorrow, China's military exercises in the South China Sea as tensions with Taiwan reach new heights. I'm your host. Thanks for watching Global Crossfire.